It's time for the Giz Whiz with Mad's Maddest Writer, Dick DiBartolo. This is episode 2070, recorded Thursday, December 11th, 2025. Smokin' Bubbles. On this episode of the Giz Whiz, Dickie D has some string fairy lights for us, a toy in the warehouse, a faux fireplace, and possibly a faux stocking stuffer? That'll only make sense when you see the crappy corner. All next on the Giz Whiz!
It's the same dumb show with Dickie D and OMG chat on your PC. It's time for the Giz Whiz because gadgets are his business. They've got a gizmo sickness, geek disease.
Under pathology,
rows and rows of USBs, growing blowing LEDs. Get ready for the Giz Whiz now.
Now! Now, and here he is, our host of the gadgets, Dick DiBartolo. How you doing, Dickie D?
I'm doing good, sir. And you?
Doing good. I was trying to make reference to Taylor Swift being on Stephen Colbert, The Late Show, and the only thing I could think of was a host, which is just honestly what you are already. So that was very unoriginal.
We watched it too. We watch Colbert every night. Dennis said, should we call Chad and tell us? I said, Dennis, Chad is welded to his TV. I know that he knows that she is on. She was pretty much on for the entire show, like 45.
Yeah. I think she was the only guest. I think they padded it out, but I do remember seeing, I think on Twitter, that she was the only guest on the show that day. She's hyping her new series, which is a behind-the-scenes look at the Eras Tour, and then also the Eras Tour movie, which was like the movie version of the Eras Tour,
which I saw.
Right, which you saw, but the new stream, the one that's coming out, will have everything. So after it was recorded in LA, it went international. And then a whole bunch of other sets were added. She released a whole new album, so that was added in. So there's sets and set lists that weren't recorded in that original movie that are now going to be added into this. And it should be a completely different thing because it's the last night. So it'll have all the new sets, which we've never seen, and it's actually just all new shots. It's not just like the movie plus extended. It's that last night will be a whole separate thing. So we're getting the first two episodes.
It's going to be long, right?
It's a six episode miniseries of the behind the scenes. Then there's the last episode night tour. So seven things in total. And tonight at midnight, we're getting three of them. We're getting the first two episodes and then the whole concert. So I'm,
and you're getting them where?
Midnight at streaming. It's all on Disney Plus. So Disney Plus.
Disney Plus
was the partnership that happened. So it'll all be streaming. First two episodes tonight, and then
I'd be interested to see the backstage stuff because I looked up some stuff about it, and it turns out that it's 350 trailer trucks to move the equipment from one venue to the other.
Yes.
And for a small venue, they have a stripped down version, and that only requires 250 18-wheelers to move the equipment from one venue to the other.
I heard a story a year ago back when the Air Store was happening that Taylor had given some sum, and off the top of my head, I can't remember, so I'm going to just say $10,000 to every driver of the Eras Tour as a bonus. And that puts in perspective, there was 300 of those? There was 230 of them? Like, wait, you're telling me what?
350 for the big show.
Holy moly. Yeah. That's a lot of drivers. Wow. Incredible stuff. So I'm really looking forward to it. It'll be tonight at midnight. In other news, something I did over this last weekend that I'm proud of was there was a half marathon here in Orlando. I did not run it before we get too far, but I did help with a lot of the social media content and posting videos and stuff. So if you look up the OUC Orlando Half Marathon, a lot of the social media stuff was I helped out with. And it was really fun because I have been the person who gets footage on course, which is like as people are running. So for shorter races, I'll just run the race. But it was a half marathon. I haven't trained. I didn't really want to put my body through 13.2 miles. I think it's 13.2 miles. So I was on a bicycle the whole time, which was kind of fun. So I went on course, still doing the same job, went on and got people running, but I was on a bike getting footage. And
well, you know, like you're so good with AI, just delete the bike and say,
say give it a prompt. Running through Orlando. And yes, exactly.
They'll never know.
They'll never know. People will be watching, though, and saying, you know, I haven't seen me in any of these, any of this footage. Who are these people? I don't recognize any of them. Yeah, absolutely. So anyway, so that's what I got up to. What did you get up to this last week?
Let's see. Well, Dennis and I went to a mini event at the Red Cross, and I have a little video here. And it was funny because go ahead.
Oh, sorry about that. There we go. Now
I'm here at an American Red Cross event, and we're learning about when they go out on an emergency, they find out if there are pets involved, if there's an emergency with a dog involved, they bring the dog kit, which is 3 wee-wee pads, 2 cans of food, a paper bowl and a leash. And if it's a cat involved, the cat kit is 2 cans of food, little dish to serve it in, some kitty litter, and the carry bag. That's the cat kit. And also I learned about CPR. Okay, and I'm going to walk over here and just show you that they have two people learning how to do CPR. And I'll insert a little shot of me trying to do CPR.
Yeah, it looks like they have
the shot. I didn't want to misdirect anybody, so I just put in a still shot.
Yeah.
But I never knew that the heart is dead center, not on the left.
Yeah.
Then we had a tour of the garage. Now, someone in chat said, was that big fire near you? This is inside one of the vans that goes out to get people blankets and sweatsuits. And also, it was great that all disaster assistance is free to the people involved. So that morning there was a major fire about 10 blocks from here. And we were catching up on it as press releases, not press releases, but communication.
News reports, yeah.
Yes, between the fire department and the Red Cross, because the Red Cross has to keep track of what they need to send out. So it turned out that they have to relocate 24 families.
Wow.
Because the fire department deemed that no one could go back into the building. The top 2 floors, I believe, were destroyed. So it's kind of an amazing operation that they have to find accommodations for 22 families. And Dennis said,
their pets?
And
that
their
was a big, you know, I was like like, yay. let's get
so
the
animals. That little emergency kit is for them when they're on the street and they want to eat something. And then they have to find accommodations for the family and the pet. And Dennis said, when the people are out in the street, that morning it was 30 degrees. She said, we have deals with many of the major food trucks in the city. And depending on how many people have been displaced and are waiting on the street, until we find accommodations. We send food trucks so that they can be eating as we find where they can go. And they also on the big fire that week, they found a local church that opened for them, and they set up inside accommodations for them until they found a place for them to actually go. And we toured the rooms where they have sweatsuits and sneakers and ways to get clothing to people until they get them into a temporary living structure. So it was quite amazing. I was very impressed.
Yeah, that's incredible. And Red Cross, very, very incredible organization. That's a really good. So where was that like set up, in a public library or?
The demonstration was at Red Cross headquarters.
Oh, wow.
Okay. And I donated a fair amount of money. So they said, please come down and see.
Did you get a chance to use it? I saw the defibrillator nearby too. I didn't get a chance to do that. That's neat. That's very neat. Before we move on to the gadgets, I want to say a humongous thank you to the folks who have been donating to our CES fundraiser.
It's Get Chad to Vegas.
Chad to Vegas fundraiser. Exactly. Chad and Josh, because we do need a camera operator. We'll share the same hotel room. And we have an update. We're now at 11%. Hooray!
All right. This is for CES 2026, January 8th or something.
January. Okay. I should know off the top of my head, but yeah, that whole
somewhere in there.
Yeah, that right. Whole week. The week after the New Year's. That whole week will be CES. Because how they do it is 2 days before they start doing press events that you kind of have to attend, because they're the really cool, they're the really good ones that are all in one ballroom that are easy to, and also the smaller gadgets and things will show up there. And then the show starts. So that is still alive on our website, gizwiz.tv. Thank you to those of you who have helped us get 11% so far. You can find out more at gizwiz.tv. There's a tab just at the top of the website. You can click on read through our plea for your donations, and then you can also tip there and see the progress bar increase. Thank you to those of you who have donated so far, and please, I'm encouraging y'all to support for CES 2026.
And we'll throw in here quickly, 2 weeks from today, a Thursday, is Christmas Day. So next week we're going to do two shows back to back.
Exactly.
Okay, so next week we'll do two shows, and one of those shows will be for Christmas week, since a lot of people will be traveling.
Exactly. Exactly. I'll be in Austin, which will be fantastic. Really looking forward to that. So with that, let's jump into some gadgets.
Jump into our first video.
Okie dokie, here we are.
Holidays are here, and Dennis wanted to set up a bar.
I did him in the wrong order, but this is fine.
And he wanted some
LED talking about
lights.
The LED
so we
lights.
Have these little lights. Now, they can be on steady, or they have several flashing modes. They seem to get brighter in the flashing mode. And they have a built-in timer, so that once you start them, you pick the mode you want, they'll stay on for 6 hours, and then shut off for 18 hours, and come back on again.
Oh, that's great for
another
like a
6 hours.
A wreath is perfect.
Like
we're going to use the
window, or like here at the bar, you just turn them on and off as you want them. And this is what they look like on the kitchen counter. They really add a great atmosphere to holiday decorations. And in the living room, on top of the fireplace, we have more of these little LED lights. All right, let's take a look at all that technology in a slightly brighter light. All right, it's very simple. This is it. The cases are very cheaply made. Amazingly, it comes with batteries.
Oh.
Not amazingly, most of the reviews said the batteries are pretty crappy.
Oh.
And that they'll last a few days. And to just
You're
replace
like
them with something decent.
Yes.
A couple of people said the batteries leaked after a couple of days.
Even though those cases are cheap, love how thin they are.
Yes. One of the smallest I've seen.
Yes, I agree.
We had so much trouble getting the double A's in here.
They're
sort
triple
of don't fit. Okay.
Yeah, that is quite... the struggle. It is tight.
Oh,
low tolerance. Yes.
It's getting it down. There we go. Okay. So now...
Yeah, that's
everything is controlled with one button. All right.
Wow.
So you turn it on with one button, and then you go through all the various modes. And then that was, I think, 7, and then off again. Now, it said that the on-off switch and the mode switch and the timer switch is all one button. So basically, how I figure, I just got them a few hours ago. You go to the mode you want, and then you just leave it there. All right.
So every mode has
it'll stay on for
6 hours,
shut off for 18 hours, and come back on again. If you want to just keep them on steady, you know, I don't know how you keep them on steady because it said that.
I think you cannot keep them on all the time.
It seems like after 6 hours, it might shut off and you just have to hit it again and it would turn on. It does say when it shuts off after 6 hours, it remembers the mode it was in when it shut off. So if you just click it once,
you don't got to click it 3 times again.
Now, this is 10 feet of wire, but it's that tiny little wire mesh. So unstringing it is a bit of a hassle. Now, price. Now, how much would you pay? If I told you $22, would you say, what? Well, $22 for 10.
Whoa.
Okay. 10 of them. They are $2. All right.
$2.20.
All of these. Dennis has 3 upstairs. We have 1 out in the hall. We'll probably put 1 or 2 in the Christmas wreath. Pretty amazing. They come in different colors, bright white and warm white. And, you know, a lot of people use them for this. They're also called mason jar lights, okay? They just unwind them and stick them in a bottle.
Yeah.
10 feet,
weddings,
30 LEDs.
Or things like that, absolutely.
8 mode, fairy lights, battery operated, waterproof. The lights are waterproof. The battery box is not. Let me see. Well, more than 3,000 reviews, 4.2 stars. So if you're looking for a mini Christmas decoration or any kind of decoration, you know, for costumes and stuff, I think this is an amazing deal. And do we have a name on them? Oh, yeah, this is very famous. Z-N-Y-C-Y-E. Zinkai-K. And you can make your own halo.
Aww.
He's an angel.
And
that's very fun.
I was just checking the price before the show to make sure nothing changed. I believe there's a set of 40. You can get it down to $1 something.
Look, there's also a coupon too.
Oh my God!
For the 10 pack.
The coupon's new. That wasn't there this afternoon. The 24 pack is.
$24.
It's like $1.10.
Yeah. Yeah, that's insane.
Oh, I don't know why they're showing button batteries. That's ridiculous.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's triple A. It, what?
Wait, maybe the product's different.
Oh, maybe the product is. I would not get those.
Yeah. Yeah. Those are, would be more here. No, those are the 10 pack. It swapped me back to the 10 pack when I clicked the one that looked like it had the correct battery. Hmm.
Yeah. Well, that you can see that takes triple A's just from the case.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So beware, the buck 10 thing is all.
But still, right now there's a coupon for, $18.70.
Yeah.
It still drops the price. Wow. Holy moly, there's a whole bunch of these. But yeah, it makes sense that people would buy them for, a big pack of them because of weddings, things like that. You know,
I didn't realize so many companies are making them.
Yeah, wow. There's a market. It looks like,
yes.
Yeah.
And it looks like you might even be able to get them cheaper. I did not. Oh, my right. God. There's 50 for $25.
Oh, my gosh. Here, let's click that one. That means
let's go back to
50
that one
cents
again.
Each. These are the button battery ones, but.
Oh, okay. And the ones I bought came with those batteries. And surprisingly, they arrived on Monday, and they're still working. So the batteries I have, I'm probably going to get at least 5 days out of them so far. Yeah, boy, that battery pack is even smaller, but I'm not crazy about button batteries. Oh, I lost the audio. I have no audio.
Sorry about that. 50 cents is crazy. I would expect to see that on Alibaba, not on Amazon.
Exactly.
This is crazy. Nice. Should we head to the next
mansion? Photo. Video number two.
As you saw on an earlier video, Dennis has a fireplace that he absolutely loves here in the living room. It's from Demplex, and we're going to walk over to the bedroom because he said, I wish I had a fireplace in the bedroom. And you know what? He's in this theme, this crazy theme. I think it's called Neat. I don't get it.
Neat and tidy.
All right,
yeah.
Let's go to the bedroom.
Oh, my God. His apartment could be in a magazine.
Okay, bedroom fireplace looks pretty good. And it's just a tiny bit smaller than the one in the living room. And we're going to take a closer look at it. See the fireplace in its original form here. Okay, so it's not itty bitty. It is 11.4. By 8 inches, okay? Almost like this sheet of paper, okay? But it's really neat. It has an on-off switch with a timer position. So toward the timer position, it'll stay on for 6 hours and then shut off. Or you can click it over to on and just have it run all the time. Now, this is the second one of these, and I'll tell you how Amazon is great about returns. So we open the box. It comes just like this. And there was only the unit in the box, no cable, no instructions. And I looked online and it says ships with a cable. And that was one worrisome thing. Anyway, it's USB-C and I plugged
here. Or 3C batteries.
And it ran. So I said to Dennis, well, I certainly have a lot of cables, so I can give you another cable. So I unplugged the cable here, which is plugged in under the desk. And he went up to his apartment and he said, there's no place to plug the cable in. And I'm thinking, how could that be? Because we plugged it in here and then he brought it down. And here where this is plugged in, it's just a hole. So we figured, wait a minute. There are screws on the bottom. We can take it off.
Shifted?
Probably.
Oh my gosh.
The little USB port.
It's just such a mystery.
So we took it off, and there is no port. And I'm thinking, how? There's a hole here. We had to plug into something. And then 45 minutes later, I'm sitting in my chair and I go, wait a minute. Anybody guess what had happened? Mm-mm-mm. I said, wait a minute. Is the port at the end of the cable?
Oh my gosh.
And that's what happened. When we disconnected the USB port, the input came out.
It's like it wasn't
and
soldered on.
There's not a drop of solder, nothing present. I don't know what held it in there. Anyway, with Amazon, you just say returning it doesn't work. And they sent the next one the next day. And I brought the other one to Staples and got an email that we see your return is on the way. It's inexpensive. Well, I don't know. Whatever you think. It's $25. And how many reviews? 3,100 reviews, 3.9 out of 5 stars. Not bad. But it looks great at night. And Dennis can have a fireplace in his living room and in his bedroom. And we're going to buy mini stockings, Santa stockings.
Miniature stockings.
Yeah.
So if you're buying anything for me, it has to be really tiny. Okay.
It might be difficult for the stocking stuffer category.
Oh, yeah. Oh, that's
that
right.
Small.
Yeah. It's going to be pretty tiny.
Yeah. I don't know about that. I like it. I think it was a fun. That's a. I can't believe that it fell apart.
That was. I was so freaked out by how could. Because it. It worked down here, and when he went upstairs, I thought, how can that be?
Yeah, you took the charging port away.
Yeah. That's when we opened it. I thought the charging port's going to be laying on the bottom.
Yeah. But I thought it would have shifted around or like a screw
exactly.
was loose or something. But yeah.
Exactly.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, my gosh. Okay. Very cool. Very cool. Yeah, I don't think that's too expensive. Sure that it's on... I'm sure Scooter X can find it for $5 somewhere.
Yes, yeah, exactly. Yeah, but it probably won't be here in time for Christmas.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so.
Anyway, the final video of the day is Fun for Tots.
Perfect.
People sometimes ask, what makes you pick a gadget? So I look for things that will change your life, will give you a little bit of fun, will help the world economy. And often when
world-changing ideas,
funny, like the top-tier toddler toy, okay, the Montessori magnetic maze. This is actually kind of fun, and I'll tell you, this is the second time we're doing this. So the object here is you get all these double-sided cards with a single word on it.
Three letters, right?
Yeah. Three letters, okay. And then, since it teaches you motor skills, why not give you some cards?
Get the joke? Because the motor.
And then using the little wand.
Oh, there's plexiglass on top.
Bring
oh,
the proper
yes,
letters
yes.
up to match what the little picture is, all right? So, Dennis said, well, you know what? And it all came mixed up like this. And he said, we should just put all the cars in their slot. And then it'll look neater when you start. And I said, oh, that's a good idea. Until we started. This is no easy task.
You got to E. I can tell.
Maybe yes. I'm trying to get E in there. And you have to put it in. Come on. I can't even, you know, I can't park a real car. I can't.
I just
know
put them
what,
in backwards. Yeah.
I guess nothing says you have to have it right side. Where's an F? We'll do one more.
Yes, there's only one of each, isn't there?
Yes, there's one of each. And it's capital letter on the card.
Wait a minute.
And a small letter underneath so you can learn just by looking.
It's funny. The other one. Wait, wait a second.
This is, well, it's kids 4 to 7, 3 to 7, okay? Obviously, I'm beyond that. So you would move the C-A-R up to here and you spell car. And you're supposed to learn just by looking. You'll see the difference between, like, here's the capital E and under it is a small e. All right, so every letter has capital on the car and small letter in the parking spot. All right. You know what? I guess there's no way to change. I'll get my own.
These magnets have a mind of their own. That's
I like the fact that it says engaging game for kids ages 3 to 7. It functions as an engaging puzzle for kids 4 to 6. Suddenly it's a year older. But on the box it says 3+. But there are no moving parts to worry about because it has this plastic overlay, okay?
Yeah, so no one's going to choke on anything.
You can get to
exactly.
The slot.
The only thing is the cards.
Where the cards go. I assume at some point you'll learn how to use this little magnetic. I'm as bad as parking. He's as parking a real car. It is relatively inexpensive. It's a Montessori-inspired toy. $15, okay? $15.19.
Oh, yeah, that's not bad.
And any reviews? Just 43 people. 4.6 stars out of 5. But I think kids, tots, will have a lot of fun with this. The little magnetic toy stores in the game, okay? It goes in there. So you can use it for travel. So like in the back of the car or something, but be aware that
traffic jam.
Once you start moving it around, all the cars will go every which way. But I like it.
Giz whiz van.
Yeah.
That's funny.
So on the sheet that with all these warnings, at the very bottom, there's a little picture that says, do not use the magnetic wand from the side. Hold it straight down on the car and move it that way.
Ah.
So I realized by doing that, it won't attract the other cars and it should be a lot easier.
I see.
But there was one I was putting the game away and we had shot the video and I thought, well, I'll just mention it.
Yeah, exactly.
At the end of the thing.
So. Pretty cool.
I think it's cute for kids. Yeah.
And I think that the price is great. $15. It is, a little funky, but I think that's part of the fun. Yeah. I like it. And they have other like wooden toys. They're not the same at all.
No, this looks like a mess. Oh, yeah. I guess they're all under plastic.
Right.
So they're not going to be lost.
Right.
Yeah.
But still, pretty cool. Okie dokie. With that,
Oh, boy.
Let's get a little crappy.
You don't need it, but you might want it at Chad's Crappy Corner. Get it.
Okie dokie. We can't go. We don't want to become degenerates here with this next gadget. So I'm warning you. But I recorded it earlier, so let's take a look. We're back at it with another stocking stuffer gadget. And this one is a little bit wacky. It's for the kid at heart that wants to be an adult, I guess. It is the, I got to scroll up here, bubble blowing cigarette. So I thought it was very funny. I saw this online of like people doing it in an office. And so it is a bubble wand that is shaped like a cigarette. So you can kind of see a little bit of them. Oh, wait, we just need to see the product. There you go. People using it at parties or.
Oh, does it light up?
It does not.
And I think it's a really cool product. So here it is, the bubble blowing cigarette. The container that it's in is actually pretty cool. So on one side, you open it up by squeezing the sides, and you have the bubble-blowing cigarette inside. Now, there it is. And then on the other side, here, I'll go ahead and pull it out, you have a reservoir for your bubble juice. And so you open this up separately, and then this is where you dip the cigarette into. So let's take a look at this. I've used it a few times, so it's a little wet. Over on this end, this is the reservoir side that we'll be blowing the bubbles out of, and then this side is the end that you blow on. So we'll take it, dip it a little bit into the bubble juice, and then blow on it. There is a technique to this. You don't want to blow too hard, otherwise just the juice goes flying everywhere. You do need to blow softly, and then you can kind of get small bubbles and big bubbles. So try to show that off. And of course, you got to hold it like a cigarette. You got to hold it like a cigarette.
Oh, well.
So those are some of the small bubbles. If you blow, you're still blowing very softly, but if you blow fast, but if you go really slowly, you can try to get some big ones. I may need to get some more bubble juice. It's like I have a little lighter here. It's like, get some more bubble juice in here.
There we go, bigger one.
I may have used up my bubble juice.
Oh!
There you go.
Yeah. Pretty big. Okay, I think it's really fun. And, you know, maybe if you're at work and you're not someone who takes a smoke break, you can just go now and take a bubble break instead. Just stand outside and take a little mental break and try to blow bubbles out of your little bubble cigarette. I'm not very good at it. I need to try test a little bit more. Then when you're done, you can close up the reservoir, which is nice in there, and then put your cigarette away. So let's talk a little bit about pricing. So they have the cigarette for $10 or some refill liquid for $4, but I like this. This is the bundle. It comes with three and refill liquid, which is what I ended up getting. Here's the refill liquid. It comes with a little pipette, which is kind of nice. So re-putting in the liquid is pretty easy. And then also, they give you a little card letting you know that this is an independent business, which is pretty good. It's like a very small business, which makes me happy. So there you go. The bubble-blowing cigarette, absolutely a stocking stuffer. This is itty-bitty to go into a stocking. There you go. Back at you.
Okay. So the only bubble is what's in the cigarette case.
If you
buy the single one.
Yeah, if you buy the single one. Yeah. But okay. In any bubble fluid shouldn't
work.
It's not anything special. One of my favorite things is on their website, they say patent pending. This is a patent pending product. So I guess, you know, it's their independent one. It's kind of fun. I've seen this also like on social media with more like cigarette style bubble reservoirs where they make the thing you dip it in look like a cigarette box type thing.
Okay.
So I've seen those as well, but I liked this one. So
let's try one more time before we move on. Oh. Yeah, it's hard to
I
get.
Think kids would probably think it's funny. Mom, look at him smoking a cigarette.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Mom, look. Yeah, absolutely. So there you go. The bubble blowing cigarette.
Do they make it in menthol?
That's very funny.
And with a filter?
It kind of has that filter side, but yeah, no.
Oh, okay.
That's what Magoo had said that actually like 10 minutes ago in chat and made me
oh, that's funny.
Okay, with that, let's move on to Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
They're geeky and they're goofy. Together they are loopy. When gadgets pass away, he takes them out to play in Dick's Gadget Warehouse.
Now, I'll read the letter after because sometimes the person explains what the gadget is as they talk, which is the same as in the letter. This is from Jeff and his son Adam.
Hey.
And it's a toy that was really big in the past.
Ooh, interesting.
Hey, Dickie D and Chad, it's Jeff and Adam with another Gadget Warehouse video. I know the audience and yourselves love toys,
yep.
More importantly, vintage toys. So I have a treat. I just picked it up off eBay. This is called a Mr. Machine.
Wow.
Now, what's cool about this toy is it came out three different times in history, in the 60s, in the 80s, and I think in the 90s as well. This model is from the 80s. The ones from the original ones have a metal device on the back to turn it on. I got one, not that expensive, about $25 off eBay. And it's from, I think, the early 80s. What's nice about this toy is if you can see inside all the gears, there's
yeah,
no batteries.
Yeah, everything.
It's just basically air. Looks almost like an airbag that you find in a hospital room. So I'm going to turn it on and give you guys the full effect. Basically turn it. Hold on one sec. By myself.
Yeah, on one-handed, keep it steady while turning it.
Wow, he's doing pretty good.
And he whistles.
Oh my god.
What I'll do is I'll show you the inside. Pumping up and down.
Oh, the bag is making them
just to learn about
gears. Yeah, like the bellows.
And toys.
Yes.
We used to play with when we were younger. It's about to be slow down and stop. But as you can see, I'll turn them around. It was made by Ideal, which is no longer in business. I think Mattel bought them. But his name is Mr. Machine, and it's kind of in great shape for a toy, about 40 years old, but I just wanted to share with your audience. So have a great day. Love the show. Thanks, guys.
I like it. I like it a lot.
That is so much fun.
Yeah.
I couldn't figure out why did it have that plastic bag in there?
I was thinking the same. I was like, what is this, like a super soaker where you're trying to like build up pressure? And then, yeah, it's like a little bellows so it whistles.
That's
so funny.
Jeff, that is so great.
Scooter X found one on eBay for $40, which is kind of cool.
Oh, well, Jeff got his for $25.
Yeah. Yeah, it looks like there's a few of them. Look at that. That's pretty cool.
Oh, and 50, yeah.
Yeah. That's very, very neat. Thanks, Jeff and Adam, for sending that over.
Yeah, that is great. So, Jeff, you will get the February 2024 issue of Mad Magazine. Autographed to you and Adam. And we're looking for more videos, okay? Anything to do with a gadget. If you have an old gadget like this, that's really great. Make a little video, 1 to 3 minutes. Just make sure we can see the gadget and hear your voice and use the landscape format. Put it up on YouTube. You can click unlisted, and then you'll get a URL from YouTube and email that to us, mail@gizwiz.tv. mail@gizwiz.tv.
Do it now. With that, let's move on to the letter.
Okay, our letter is from Steve C. in Phoenix, and he says, Dickie D, it's getting cold here in Phoenix. I needed a new heater. After seeing your Rose KM heater, I ordered two. When I tried the first one, there was a flash, and the lights dimmed a couple of times.
Whoa.
Yeah, then it seemed to work okay. Then it cut out and wouldn't turn on again. I opened it up. It looks good inside, but the push-on wire terminals on the mode switch were loose. I squeezed them together, and now it's working properly. But I'm not going to leave it on unattended since it could be a fire hazard. Steve C. Phoenix. Thank you for that. So far, mine's working fine, and Dennis saw mine and bought one too. So both of ours are working fine, but it's good to know that if it stopped working, open it up. And yeah, it's probably going to be that. This must be the same company that made the fireplace. They just don't know how to hold wires in place. Yes, yes, exactly. Exactly. Steve, thank you for that.
Yeah,
that
was very cool. Very cool. And people can send their letters to mail@gizwiz.tv.
Mail@gizwiz.tv.
So do that. Before we move on, I want to mention once again, next week will be two shows. So tune in next Thursday for that. And then we will be missing the recording around Christmas. I think it's on Christmas Day. Is that right? Thursdays?
Yeah, Christmas? Next
yes,
Thursday.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So
2 weeks from today.
2 weeks, yes, exactly. So we won't be recording that day. Big thank you to our patrons over at patreon.com/gizwiz. Thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support of our show. If you like the show, please consider supporting every episode at patreon.com/gizwiz. If you're a Patreon member, you get to vote on the poll for the Crappy Corner, so please become a patron today. If you are a patron, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for your support. You can also give to us at our website, gizwiz.tv. You can either give via to the CES fundraiser. Thank you, thank you. Once again, to those of you who have, or over here, there is a tiny little PayPal link just inside. Insider information, the CES fundraiser also goes to our PayPal. It's just, it will update the progress bar if you give on the CES fundraiser page, so that it'll help update the progress bar there. However you give, thank you, thank you, thank you so much for supporting our show. Head on over to gizwiz.biz. That's Dickie D's website where he writes articles about every gadget that we cover on the show. So if you ever need a reminder or a link to any of the gadgets that we talk about, gizwiz.biz is the place to go. While you're there, play What the Heck Is It? The game online that you get to participate in. This is an entire gadget. You got to guess what that gadget is. And I hate to be the one to just tell everybody, but this is obviously an ancient Mayan civilization sports cup, you know, whenever the ancient Mayans won one of their games with the hoops on the wall where they're kicking the ball through the hoop, they won that, you know, and this is like the Stanley Cup for the Mayans. If you think you know what this is, get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. 6 Mad Magazines for correct answers, 12 Mad Magazines for funny, clever, or hilarious answers. So get a guess in over at gizwiz.biz. Can you give us some insider information? Has a lot of people guessed this gadget, or?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes,
okay.
A lot of people. It was like a little trick, which I won't reveal now. I think we have at least 6 winners.
Okay. So okay. So be creative.
Try and be funny creative.
And then this is the Mad Magazine you are playing for. Dickie D showed it off just a moment ago. And I also forgot to mention on our website is where you can watch the show live just about every Thursday, 4:30 Pacific, 7:30 Eastern time. Our website will just update with a live stream. And then if you catch the show after the fact, our website has all the episodes, or you can catch them on our YouTube page or Apple Podcasts. That about wraps it up for our show. We'll see you next week.
I'll be here.